Just in society with COVID, we all had a chance, meaning you guys as well, we all had a chance in society to pause, reflect what's good, bad, just in your personal life. How can you become better as a person in your relationship, whatever that is, in your job? And I just think for me, it's like when you have time, we go on these road trips, and I was doing as a college player, then as a coach, assistant coach now here. Never did those things unless they were mandatory, like if you're on tournaments and you go see this site. And just you start to think, man, what are we really doing? You know, what are we really teaching our guys? I mean, you have to give them life experiences. I just felt like there was an opportunity. Like I said to Paul before the season, who's our director of operation before the season started, anytime we have opportunities to see events, not just, you know, African-American, it'd be anything that culturally where we can grow from. Let's try to do that. Because I think we owe it to our players. And it's amazing how you sit back and talk to the guys after, and as players, there's things that they say, I didn't know that. I had no clue about that. But it's American history, but they had no clue about it. And they're taught American history in schools. That is a part of American history. And, you know, it was really tough for me, you know, walking through that, because, you know, oftentimes when you come from areas like me, come from East St. Louis, you get information from your grandparents and it's passed down from what they experienced, or moving from the South to the Midwest, or wherever you come from the South to the West Coast, and all those things. And so you hear about it. And then as you get older, I've never experienced any of that. You know, I've had snippets in certain locations, but just to go in that facility, everybody was speechless. And normally after those events, we'll get together the team that night, say, guys, what do you think about this? I had nothing in me to speak about it, just because life can't be hard for me. I'm grateful to be in this position. And there were a lot of people back then that not living today as ancestors, who did a lot of things, made a lot of sacrifices, lost lives for me to be sitting in this position right now today. So I don't take that for granted. I've never took that for granted. But some of the horrific things, like you see a 12-year-old kid who's in solitary confinement, who spent the rest of his life in a cell with no windows and maybe an hour of daylight for the rest of his life, or a young man who's 15 years old get put into prison with adult men. And I don't want to be graphic here, but you raped and brutalized for years. I mean, just, and then you find out what was the crime. That was a crime. And that's consistent. Then you talk about all the lives that were lost that we never found out about. You talk about the hangings on public display, like it's a party, like we're in a downtown. Let's go look at the light show. And then that's a postcard that's sent all around the country. And that's normal. Oh man. That's tough. And then we shift from that, and we got to figure out another way. So let's build these prisons up. Let's turn these prisons into $80 billion industries. That's another way to shift it. And I'll read some to you guys. And this is on the wall. A presumption of guilt has been assigned to the black people. A presumption of guilt has been assigned to the black people. In most cases, they're always guilty until proven innocent. Even if proven innocent, I still do a little time. And can you imagine living life like that your whole life? Can you imagine you're on a plantation and they take your child away from you, and you'll never see that child again? I mean, each one of you guys, if you guys have families right now, you got children right now, I'm coming to take your child right now, and you'll never see him or her again. That's pain. And I got to live with that. I'm scarred for the rest of my life, and I got to live with that. But I got to get up at 5 in the morning and go to work. I got to still go out and go to work until dusk to dawn. That's real pain. And I got it every day until they put me in the casket. And the best chance I got to get to survive is to run. Because maybe death is probably a little bit better. That's pain. That's every day. Like Jeremiah said, it brought him to tears, and it just had me. I mean, just so I'm prayerful that we can get to a point in our society we can be better. We don't have to agree upon everything. We don't. That's the beautiful thing about life, society, making your own decisions, of democracy. I don't have to agree with what you agree with. But if that's the best thing for all walks of life, then it's the best thing for everybody.